Last week, I talked about the most important four-letter word. Who remembers? Love. Everybody say it with me.
Love.
I should have done that at the last two masses so everybody remembers, right? So the most important four-letter word is love. We want to keep that word in our minds and in our hearts. And I gave you homework, remember? I said, go home and make sure you say I love you to somebody important. We had a couple last night celebrating 60 years of love and marriage. So we made them kiss in front of everybody because so they keep celebrating love, right? So today I want to talk about the most important five-letter word. In the gospel, Jesus says, peace I leave you, peace I give you. Jesus gives us the gift of peace, the most important five-letter word. So let's remember what peace is. Peace is an inner calm. It's a feeling of harmony. It's a spirit of unity. It's an attitude of acceptance. It means we do not judge. We do not ridicule. We do not condemn. Jesus goes on to say in the gospel, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. He says, let me lead you. Let me guide you. Let me take your anxiety. Let me take your fear. Let me fill you with peace. Let us remember, as followers of Jesus, as believers in his message, as investors in his way, we are graced, we are blessed, we are empowered by his peace. So let me suggest, to be people of peace means we do these things. We are propelled to witness Jesus. We have embraced the ways of Jesus. We are aware of his presence in our soul, in our heart, in our thinking, in our acting. We have the comfort of Jesus in our core, and we are energized by Jesus' spirit. As we bring an Easter time this year to a close, remember next week is Ascension. The week after that, we celebrate Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Today, we pray in thanksgiving as we remember Jesus' purpose and mission to bring us God's love by his words and actions and to fill us with a spirit of peace. The challenge for us is to work for peace and justice. It's a call to us to be about acceptance and to be about inclusion. Pope Leo took the name Leo to connect his ministry with the ministry of Pope Leo XIII. Leo XIII, in 1891, wrote the Principles of Catholic Social Teaching, Rerum Novarum. These principles call us to work for justice and peace, to be people who work for equality and acceptance, to be people who care for those who are on the fringe, to be people who help those in need, to stand up for those who suffer persecution, to care for victims of war and violence. Today, Jesus gives us the gift of peace. He says, let my peace propel you to be about love and compassion, about care and concern, about help and healing. Today, let us pray that we may do the work of bringing the peace of Jesus to our world. Amen.